This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritzy!
Uh-huh.
How you doing, buddy?
What's your Eagles schedule prediction?
Oh, 13-4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
10-7.
Shocked.
The Cowboys wins a must-win game. Cowboys game's a must-win. You can't start 0-2.
Oh, you know me. I mean, it's the raising the banner in front of Dallas.
Oh,
like,
hey,
could
gonna
I be happier?
You're going to be like a rabid dog.
Could I be? Why are you talking Eagles? I can't believe we're this.
No, no, I just all I think about. Just when my team gets to the ultimate prize, it's so hard not to just keep talking about how amazing
they are. I get it.
They
I get it. Yeah, they did. They won the Super Bowl.
So
it's pretty cool.
No, so the Phils, it was good to see you at WIP day yesterday. Yeah, everyone was there.
0% chance I was coming to that.
Good to see you.
I was flying back from the West Coast, Jack. I spent my days in San Francisco. Beautiful place.
Yeah, but you said you had no
gorgeous
phone
place.
Service.
Well, no. So for the first 3 days, so we were at a place called Dawn Ranch, which is like an hour and a half north of San Francisco for the wedding. It was like a ranch. I had no phone service at Dawn Ranch. So for the first 3 days of the trip, then when we left Dawn Ranch and got back into service, I had like 122 text messages, and I was like, screw this.
It's not that bad. 122.
No, you're right. Honestly, it's not that bad. It was way worse than anything I was dealing with. I was like, I'll deal with this when I get home.
Nice.
So I just shut it down.
All right. So shut it down. You were free living.
Yeah. It was nice.
Did you go to...
You love the... Unplug? You're a fan of that.
It's just borderline. I don't know how you would do it during Philly season.
I watched like Phillies when I could. Like I had, I watched almost the whole Sunday night game, just laying in the hotel Sunday night, just... Because we're back in San Francisco, so I was like,
I get it.
You know?
I get it. I realized something about myself.
Mm-hmm. It was a you thing.
I've probably known this for a long time, but I realized it again mm-hmm. about myself. It's probably the better way to throw it out there. So Monday, I was at the Rice Ricky Sanchez lottery party / live Ricky show. And, you know.
Just to support your teammate? Was that the
Well, they brought, the, yes. It was there to help the sports bike, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then. We came on to like Spike Trivia or whatever and then went home. But like during the entire time, the Phillies were playing, obviously the Cardinals.
Mm.
And I really struggle with not being able to know what's going on in the game. Mm-hmm. So like I was sitting by myself looking at the game on my phone in the back room rather than being out
socializing,
talking to people. Yeah. So I don't struggle with like being a psycho. You know, I don't really have many psychotic traits.
Sure.
But
this is definitely one of them.
It's definitely one of them. I don't know how you can just they're on, and you're like, I'm flying around California, like, well, so you know, service, blah, blah, blah. Now, Jill would be thrilled.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the one thing that I cannot.
I get it.
I can't
shake
it.
If it were, like, September and it was the end of a pennant chase or whatever, I think, like, I would find a way to watch these games. But it's like.
I know.
It's May. It's like I can miss a cut. And even then, I did. Like, it's not like I wasn't following the scores. Like, I would check. Like, I would go to the room for the Wi-Fi and check the scores. And I did watch some of the game. The Sunday night game.
Sunday night game is good.
I watched some of the 3-2 Cardinals game, the one 2 days ago before, mm-hmm. you know, like, so I was checking in when I could, and I knew the scores. I knew what happened in each game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I had to accept that when I was at this wedding at Don Ranch, mm-hmm. there's all these events going on and stuff, and there was no service. Like, I wasn't going to be.
Seems like a pretty involved wedding.
Yo, dude, sometimes you just got to say, okay, you know
I
what?
I know.
It ain't going to work out for me.
And
I could do that. I mean, you know, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I don't accept these things.
Yeah. It's funny. Spike said yesterday something that I think is really true about me is that I'm either 31 going on 61 or 31 going on like 14.
Yeah. It's really true.
There's
actually.
No real in between.
No, you're right.
There's no in between.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm glad you're able to disconnect.
It was great.
Not able to disconnect.
It was really nice disconnecting. Yeah. It was good.
My freaking. Brother-in-law still doesn't have cable, so I'm sitting on.
What?
He doesn't have whatever any streaming things. So like I'm sitting there at family parties, just on my phone the entire time.
Yeah, that's a tough scene.
And I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
I feel like a loser.
I mean, there is no other way to feel in that situation.
Correct.
Like whether or not they understand that baseball is cool or not, like
right.
you're the guy on the phone at the event while everyone's, you know. Talking to each other.
I was also the guy.
Engaging with family.
I was also the guy yesterday.
See, I refused to be that guy at the wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
not that I could have gotten anywhere with the no service there. But.
I've had a lot of positive growth in my life.
Yeah, growth mindset.
This is the one that I can't.
You just can't kick it.
Can't.
Shake it.
Don't know how to do it. Simply don't know. Even when I'm putting Walker to sleep, like, you know, so on nights that we are blessed, you know, Settle will just go down and then Jill can take Walker while I watch the game because I have to do post game. Sometimes, you know, that's not happening. And I'm laying there helping put Walker to sleep, but also just, I have him fall asleep to listening to Fransky and LA
That's
soccer.
Good. I usually have one earbud in when I'm doing those things.
Yeah. But, I'm also the guy at WIP day yesterday who it may have been May 14th, right? But having to be surrounded by our coworkers.
Oh, you hated it, didn't you?
Heard all of their takes.
So not.
So even though it's May 14th and not October 5th, like a playoff game would be or whatever. Yeah. I still said to Spike, I was like, I just need to take a lap. I need to take a lap. I need to be by myself. I don't want to hear everyone's opinions. Just so I walked around the stadium by myself.
So
was able to watch.
That is the least surprising thing I've ever heard. So I will give you a type of person that annoys me in a similar way to what you're talking about, where you're like, how could you live like that? I will often like. When I'm like, if I have to, you know, take Zoe gymnastics and that, I'll listen to the game in the car. Whenever the times that I can't watch, I'm listening in the car.
By the way, does she do gymnastics every night? I mean, I feel like
once
every
a week.
Time you text
it's
me,
once a week.
It's
yeah,
it's 5
every
o'clock.
Every Tuesday she does gymnastics. Every Tuesday, every single one.
You sound so thrilled.
Yeah,
that's great.
She's gotten much better. I mean, she can do cartwheels now. It's pretty
okay.
She loves to do them. She was doing them on the dance.
Any
floor
other
at the
sport
wedding.
Or just gymnastics?
The dance floor at the wedding. No, not really. I mean, she plays a little soccer here and there and stuff. But like, we're not. I need to dive in on the sports stuff. She's really been in on big swimming. Swimming and gymnastics have been our two things right now.
Okay.
And she's a good swimmer now. Like she can swim without swimmies and all that. So it's like
six?
Worth it. Yeah, six.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And dude, the cartwheels, I'm very impressed with her. She's good at stuff. She was doing it at the wedding on the dance floor. It was like a little much.
Yeah,
she's like
well,
it together.
Sounds like a seltzer at a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, dude. She took over.
Nice.
She
took over. That sounds
literally
about right.
The only way we got her to go to bed was by telling her that that all the other kids were gone. And she was which was true. She was the last kid at the wedding, and that was the only way that we get her to leave the wedding. Where we were like, listen, you gotta go. There's no more kids allowed.
Nice.
And she looked around. She's like, what? I'm the last kid. I'm the last kid. And she loved that.
So yeah.
It was a good
proud moment.
But this is what always throws me off is, have you ever noticed when you're like driving around the city listening to Fransky and the games on, the people who are rocking the Phillies gear, but just around the city, like while a game's happening. That I'm always like, how you're wearing a Philly shirt, the game's on right now, and you're just like strolling around the city with no,
dude.
Like that. I'm always like, all right, like what are we doing here?
That makes me that drives me up the wall.
No, it
doesn't. Like, it drives me. If you, I mean, you're talking to the right person
all the time.
Well, because I say the same thing to Jill. I'm like, because we'll go to like the park or whatever, and it's like the first couple of innings, so I watch it on my.
Yeah, or you have the ear. I usually go one earbud. Yes,
I've gotten big on the streaming on the phone.
So, oh, me too. Way more than I used to. Yeah. Like, I'm actually like, it's so easy.
It's so much easier than it used to be. Are you kidding me?
So I did it. Where was I? When I was when we were in Texas, we were in Austin 2 weeks ago for the wedding. We were at the pool at the wedding, and Zoe wanted to go to the pool at the hotel. Emily and Zoe are in the pool. I'm sitting there watching the Phils, and I'm like, Emily, I'm like, I'm in a pool in Austin, Texas, watching the Phillies on my phone. How crazy is technology? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, back when we were growing up. But, well, and the thing is that, like, so I consider myself pretty technologically savvy.
I agree with that.
Usually on the trends. And it wasn't my fault. It was my parents' fault because I am still on their phone plan.
No, you're not.
I am.
Hold
but
on.
I still pay my.
Hold on.
No. I still pay for my phone. It's cheaper.
Father of two, 31-year-old Jack Fritz on his parents.
It's cheaper for them to just keep me on there, baby. And I still pay my bill.
This is nonsensical. Yep. What are we doing here, dude?
That's my born on third base, Fritz.
It's a growth mindset here.
It is growth mindset.
Are you an adult or not?
Helping my parents save money.
Child over here.
Not at all. We get grandfathered in on our own
14
deal.
14 indeed.
No. This is still growth mindset. Everyone's talking about it. But while I'm still on my parents' phone plan.
It's a topic of discussion.
Yes. While I'm still on my parents' phone plan, my mom, really, she refused to let me get unlimited data.
Oh, no.
So I was still doing like, you have 10% left.
Oh,
3 days left in the thing. Now that I have unlimited data, I still have like a little bit of fear of, am I going to go over my limit of data, which is a stressful thing.
Oh, it's the worst.
The worst.
Well, it was funny too, though, because it was like, am I going to go over? It's like, all you had to do was like pay a tiny little bit. A
little bit. But then my mom would be
Emily,
like.
I would, when we still had the non-unlimited data thing, and I would always be like, Emily, I just got the text. I've only had 10% left. She's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, tell that to my mom.
Well, different thing.
If it was five,
we were adults on our own.
If it was $5, you know, she'd be like grilling me about it. I'm like, would you just pay it?
You know what you could do? Not be on your parents' phone.
I agree. But now that I got unlimited data, staying forever. So
can't wait for Sutton and Walker to be on their grandparents' phone plans.
Not a bad idea. As long as you're grandfathered in on the race that we got in the middle 2000s.
Big grandfather in guy, by the way. I think there should be more grandfathering in life.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not enough of it anymore.
Like, it's like, if I'm super early on a product and, like, that product blows up, but I was the one who knew that that was going to be awesome and got it at a cheap price, like, why shouldn't I get it at that price?
It's a lost art, the grandfather.
I agree.
Yep.
I'm happy you agree with me on this. Yeah. I mentioned this to Elliot, and he was not in on it.
Well, he doesn't understand it.
He doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you.
He doesn't understand much. But I'll be at the park just streaming the game, and I'll see someone wearing Phillies gear, and I'll say to Jill, now, mind you, we're both at the same park. And I'm like, how are you wearing Phillies gear and you have no idea what's going on? And
see, that's the thing. It's like, you're not listening clearly. Like, I can tell you don't have it. Like, do you know that it's happening right now? What are you doing?
And Jill's
why'd you pick that shirt?
Jill's like, well, you're at the park. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but I'm me.
I'm me. I'm watching. The game's right here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. So, no, that is.
I'm happy that you.
Would never gatekeep. But there are certain things that drive me insane.
We know.
That drive me insane.
We know. Yep. I was pretty sure where you were going to come down on that one.
No. Nice little layup. So, Phil's cards.
Phil's.
Yeah, what do you think? They lost by a touchdown in game two yesterday.
They won game one.
They did win game one.
Come back.
Wasn't sure they were going to win game one.
Pricey getting hit. Look, I'm going to have to lean on you a lot in terms of the. Like, I did, like, watch what I could, but I've not.
Is it just another podcast?
That's very good. Nola, why don't we start with Nola? Because I think that today that's probably on the top of mind for most Phillies fans. I've been pretty consistent so far this year with the talk of, you know, it might just be a different Aaron Nola. Like, Aaron Nola might just be a four now and not a two anymore, you know, and that's just the Nola we have to accept that we have. And I can't, like, Ben Davis and Richie going back and forth in the morning shows and be like, well, he's got to be hurt. I'm like, does he? How about the fact that he's just pitched more innings in baseball than anyone over the last decade? Like, I don't know. Like, this might just be, maybe not yesterday, but the you know, a 4.45 ERA guy might just be what Aaron Nola is now.
The Greg Maddux of Aaron Harangues.
It's really great.
I don't really have the, and I know we host the Phillies podcast and we talk on the radio all the time. I don't really have the energy to consistently do the Aaron Nola thing.
Yeah.
Because he can be infuriating.
He is so, I mean, again, like they spot him a 5-1 lead yesterday. It's like, oh, see,
dude, it was one of those games where this is my fault totally. I was like, oh, nice, a little kicker feet up game too. You know,
that was a dumb thing to say. So it's funny, as I was watching at that point, I finally been home, whatever. So I was able to watch till it was like 7-6, and then I fell asleep because I was trying my hardest. I couldn't make it. And woke up to 14-7, wasn't expecting that. But when they scored the 5 runs, my thought was, Phillies aren't going to win 2 games in the same day. Like, they never pull that off.
Well, the last time they had a home doubleheader, it was in July or June of 23. It's when they beat the Padres in back-to-back.
Oh, there you go. So it does happen. Does it? It just feels like it wasn't going to happen. So I was definitely much more of the, how are they going to screw this up? But I did not expect it to be 14-7.
No. Well, so it's funny. My one of my best friends is in Italy right now. And he texted me because I guess game started at like 1 a.m. maybe over
there.
Well,
that's the West Coast thing's weird. Sure. I know that's even weirder over there, but it's weird. Like, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. They got a pretty charmed life. And he's like, I got to go to bed. It's 5-1. If they blow this, I'm going to lose it. You know? And I texted him after Noel. I was like, well. I think he texted me like 4 a.m. there. I was like, you got to be kidding. The image of him fuming around Italy today is amazing. Currently fueling me.
Amazing.
But yeah, I don't have the energy. Like, I think I just know what he is.
Yeah.
And he's going to have spurts where he looks great. I mean, he did have 2 straight starts where it was like, there it is. There's Aaron Nola. Looks fine. And then he's had these blow-up starts. I know I didn't hear the conversation. He looked like he was laboring yesterday, and I kind of was wondering if maybe we'd get a little phantom IL stint for him because we've seen him struggle.
Yeah.
We've seen him struggle, but I thought he wasn't finishing yesterday. I thought he was I just think there's times where you can see him just release it and he gets hit around. We know that. But I thought he was pulling back a little bit. So that was my only thought is
maybe he actually is hurt.
Maybe there's a back thing that looked like a back thing with him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's hurt.
215.
It's a weird thing to say, right? But like, sure. I would much rather this be a symptom of or a result of some sort of issue than it is that this is just who he is for the next 5.5 years.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. So, I that was one thing watching the game is like, I could see maybe a phantom IL just because it did look like he was really laboring out there. But overall, when everyone else on the staff is so good and you feel good about where everyone is, even Taiwan. I mean, Taiwan wasn't great yesterday, but if they had to put him in there, I think he'd be okay. Not great by any stretch, but he'd be okay.
People have turned on Taiwan.
But when the other four are doing their things, and it's kind of like the Bryce conversation, you know, where obviously Bryce is not playing well right now. They're winning games. I just have faith will heat up at some point. And with Nola, like, they can live with him fighting his way through this because the other four are so good that he's not killing them right now. Obviously, you want to win every game. I get it. You're not going to win every game. But with everyone else being at such a level they are, they can survive this and wait for Aaron Nola to either figure it out or not figure it out. Again, people acting like this is the first time we've gone through this. 2 years ago, he was this.
Yeah.
It was, I don't think it actually was as bad as this, but you get the point.
This is the worst stretch of his career.
He pitched to a 4-5 2 years ago. And like, it's in there. We know it's in there.
Yeah.
So I really don't have, I can't relitigate the Nola conversation every time because I think I've resigned myself to he's going to have good starts, he's going to have bad starts, he's going to be infuriating, and at the end of the year, he's going to take down a lot of innings and probably be healthy and...
Is he going to pitch in the playoffs this year? That's a good question. I mean, like, look, he's the four for sure. Assuming things play out the way they played out so far this year, I don't like. And I hope that the Phillies don't do something. Well, he's Aaron Nola, going to give him the ball. But like, theoretically, sure. You go into the playoffs with Zach Wheeler, Jesus Rosardo, and Christopher Sanchez in some orders, your top three. Like, boom, end of discussion.
Big game, Ranger.
Yeah, but seriously though, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know if you saw a start on Saturday. It was a masterpiece.
The numbers looked beautiful. I didn't see it. But like, I would trust Ranger to start a playoff game before Nola.
Uh-huh.
Today, right now, Would the Phillies, will they? Like, again, Nola's here for a long time. Rangers probably could go to the bullpen for the playoffs. Who knows? But I do think that's an interesting thing that's coming into focus of once they do get to the playoffs, if they do, that the Nola thing is going to be a real discussion point if it continues down this path.
Well.
And he's a guy who's here for another 5 years after that for 100 and whatever is left,
well,
$120 million
and that's why, again, I got callers last night on the final.
You got callers?
Just put him in the bullpen.
Oh, I
know. Oh, okay.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Put him in the
Aaron Nola. Yep. Yeah, what about the rest of the contract? Where is your bullpen guy now? Is that what we're doing? Great.
Make him the long man. Oh, okay. That's cool. A great idea. It's dynamite.
You really nailed it.
Dynamite.
Thank you for taking the time to call into my show.
The guy called in. The guy called in. He's like, I called you 3 weeks ago, so they just put him in the bullpen. I was like, oh, nice. Hung up. I don't have time. Post game when they lose and
oh nice, click next call.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's great radio by you. Just how it's done.
Kick in.
Nope.
Don't need it.
No. That's such a dumb thing to say though.
Like, very dumb.
Like incredibly stupid. Like you don't deserve to talk baseball on the radio if that's the call. So one of the things that always stuck with me when I first started doing radio and first started producing and answering phones was. I think it was our old boss at the old station, if you remember. He said, you're the arbiter of who gets on the radio. Like, you're the first person who decides whether this person is good enough to be on the radio. And that's back when we were interns answering phones, all that stuff. And it was like, you're the arbiter. You decide if this person is good enough to talk on the air. That person's not good enough to talk on the air. I'm sorry if that's what you're coming with, but Aaron.
With Knowles?
You're not allowed on my radio show.
So he's not going to the bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We know that. What they decide. And the other thing when you're talking about how they're going to figure this whole thing out, and thankfully they're all healthy so far, but it's a reality situation. Like, Painter's almost here.
I know.
Painter's starting tonight.
And we got a guy, like they could go six-man and keep Wheeler on his normal rest.
Which I think they will do.
I think that's what they'll do, because, like, got to keep Wheeler on his rest if he wants to be on his rest, like, let him do his thing. But, like, so they're just going to go six-man?
Well, that's where I think the Phantom IL comes in.
For Nola.
Like, I think they give him maybe 2 more starts. I don't know. you give him some leash here and see how it goes. And then, so I think Painter is 70 to 75 pitches tonight.
Is that what he's doing?
And then
tonight?
He'll be at 90 to 95 within like 2 weeks. And 90 to 95, you're ready. I mean,
Now I don't know if So they said July-ish was what they told us. I think we talked
May
to Todd.
May 15th. Yeah, it's, yeah. I think it's more mid-June. Honestly.
You think they'll just bring them out mid-June?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I think they're like...
It's pretty exciting.
It is. It's very
exciting.
I'm
really excited to watch that dude pitch. I can't... That,
I have...
That's a neat thing.
I'm both excited and very nervous because...
Oh, there's a lot riding on it.
Well, it's just I know how the conversation's going to go. There's going to be all this excitement. It's like, oh my God, we're getting the next Paul Skeens. And like, I think he's a special, special pitching talent. But also, there's going to be, most likely, there's going to be growing pains.
Of course.
But I feel like no one can handle the growing pains, you know?
He's not perfect.
He's not going to come up and be, he could be, if he is, great. But I'd be shocked if he comes up and it's like, there it is. Seven innings of shutout ball again from Andrew Painter. I think there's going to be some ups and downs, and I get nervous for prospects to come up.
I know you do
because I know how quickly people can
and
turn.
There's a fan base that is looking for blood right now. You know, like
I think people have actually.
They've leveled out now. I agree since the start of season, totally. But in general, it's not like this is like a couple years ago where it's like, oh, I'm just happy they're good. Like. This fan base is expectant in a way that they were not the last few years.
Like, if Andrew Painter, a win is if he pitches to a 4 ERA
sure.
in his first year.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's probably a win. That's pretty
really good
for a 22-year-old that is pitching AAA for the first time. And
agree.
By the way, his first start down there, it was 60 pitches in three innings.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, like, a masterclass.
Yeah.
He didn't allow a run. He walked the bases loaded and got out of it, which was great. But, like, I just get nervous with the prospects coming up because I know that there's
a lot
like
riding on it.
There he is.
We're just not a very
Hall
chill
of Famer
fan base.
Special
that,
yeah. And then if he pitches bad, I was told.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. I heard.
I know.
This guy was
so,
the greatest
it's
pitching
really,
prospect in the history of the organization.
I know.
Didn't look
just
like that to me.
Trade him. It's why you trade prospects.
Yeah.
So I get my. Yeah, maybe it's a little fatherly. You know,
I get it.
I get nervous.
I get it. Yeah.
Very excited.
Papa Fritz gets a little, you know.
Very excited.
Protective of his cubs.
Want them to be great.
His little bear, you know, he's got this big bear vibe going on.
Might take a year and a half.
Yeah. People will be chill.
Yeah, no, they're going to be great. They're going to be great.
Yeah. It's
Why didn't
great.
You trade this guy?
Yeah.
Love those people. I love the people that are like, this is why you trade prospects. And then we like, and then we say, man, it was so great having Rollins, Howard, Hamels, and up.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, that's what I'm waiting for. Like, the whole, like, small ball community. Guess what? You've got a Phillies team that plays small ball right now. Like, we are watching a Phillies team that does unless your name is Kyle Schwarber, home runs ain't a big part of what they do right now. They're spraying the ball around the field, you know?
Well,
it really is a small ball-y type of offense right now. I mean, that's been one of the biggest, like, takeaways from the first month and a half of the season. The power has really gone away, but you know what? They're batting 258 or whatever as a ball club, you know?
Well, listen, they're going to, the team built the slug.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah, the offense is, they
a bunch of slap hitters, man.
And I don't really mind it. I mean, Saturday was really fun up in Cleveland because they scored all those runs of two outs in the eighth of that game, and it was only one home run. And I do think that there is some validity to the idea of like the boomer bust type offense, like the home run, and that's the only way you can score. Like, I think this should be something that works better in the postseason. You know,
theoretically, yeah.
Not striking out as much, putting the bat on the baseball, using the entire field. The problem is, like, when you can't string together three hits in a row, it's like there's offense. You know? So like yesterday there was a couple times. Well, they have first and second no outs with Turner and Harper. They didn't score there, you know. And yeah, like you said, if it's not Kyle Schwarber, almost no one's driving the ball out of the ballpark. And but I also, I'm fine with it for now because I think it's something that in the postseason has sunk them.
I'm mostly joking about the people always calling for small ball and like you're getting it, and you know home runs matter, but. Look, I'd much rather they be batting like this than you know what we were concerned about with the chasing and the striking out all the time and the swinging for the fences. Like I think it's fine. It's just we're gonna get that answer.
I know. And it's gonna be a lot more four run games than.
Yeah.
But again, I hopefully it just leads to more consistency. Like you have a feel of what the offense is going to be. It's not going to be.
Hopefully it's a tool in their tool bag more than just what they do. Like, hopefully they can have games where Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos are all hitting home runs and they can win that way. But when the ball's not flying out of the ballpark, that they have this other gear to lean on. That's the hope.
That's the hope. And I just, the Bryce thing.
Well, that's, you read my, go to Bryce. That was going to be my next topic I asked you about. Where are you at with the whole struggles, the Bryce thing? Because he had the big hit yesterday, the big double late to take the lead.
Also should have been a home run in the first inning if the wind wasn't blowing in. They showed that on StatCast.
Have we ever, has there ever been a podcast, an entity or whatever that has talked about should have been home runs more than us?
Yeah.
We are the king of should have been
home runs. Edmundo Sosa, game six down in Houston.
All-timer.
But
that's the all-time should have been.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. Well, Ibanez is in game five. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. It's another good one.
And Utley in game five.
Yeah.
And it ain't close, pal. And it ain't close. So I think Bryce is going to be fine hitting-wise. Like, if we're going to get the average up at some point, mm-hmm. I have confidence in that. Like, people will bring up, I said this last night, but people will bring up, well, he's a two-something hitter since July of last year or whatever. Well, in the final 2 months of last year, he hit .304. In the last month, he hit, like, .316.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I think might be coming into focus is just the power.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we might, I don't know if we'll ever see a 35 home run season from Bryce ever again.
Man.
I mean, it might be in the 25 to 30 range.
Oh, man.
Which means he's got to hit 290. But
yeah.
290 at a minimum. But yeah, it's interesting hearing a lot of people around the Phillies. They either work for them or, like, Rob Thompson was on with you guys. Hamels was on the midday show. And they all keep saying he's just putting too much pressure on himself. You know? And I feel like there's,
I believe that. Yeah, absolutely. Again, like, it's looked like he's miserable all year, you know?
Well,
not all year. He's got a little better.
I think the last two weeks he's been better.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, like, for the majority of the year, he's looked unhappy, you know?
And I really,
and stressed.
So, and like, I don't mean this in a usual Jack Trolley way. I promise.
I like that you need to clarify that.
Because the way I'm going to say this, you're going to be like,
sure.
There he is. He hates them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
is he going to rip Jalen Gunn?
No, would never. That's my guy. But I think the Eagles winning the Super Bowl is the worst thing to happen to Bryce.
There we go.
And then that's,
I get what you're
that's
saying.
Not
that
a
it
negative.
Just upped the upped the pressure level on him. Is your point? He like saw it and was like, "That could be me. I need to do that." Yeah, I think watching the parade was probably like a real
that.
Moment for Bryce. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because look, the Bryce we've seen, the way he's gone about his business, everything he said, what he believes, what we believe he believes, how he cares about the game and all that. Like, I can't imagine how seeing something like that and seeing this city that you play in and you want to win for and you've come close to winning in, seeing them react for the Eagles the way they did, seeing the people show up and show out and all that. Like, I can't, like, how could you look at that if you're Bryce Harper and not, like, it be and the it, only thing you want on the planet? Like, it has to be, like, it'd be everything to me.
And I don't think I'm not saying that he's mad they won the Super Bowl. I think
No. Thrilled. I totally get it.
It is. I want that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I think I 100% agree with this.
So, and that's everyone's talking about how much pressure he's putting on himself. You see how much pressure it looks like he's putting on himself. You know, and he's talked about how, you know, growing up and his dad working the blue collar job he had and had to be the number one overall pick. Like, that was pressure. And his first couple years here, like, he's like, this is fun now. But I wonder now with the Eagles thing if it's changed.
Well, I think 100% yes, I think so. And I think it's probably the Eagles thing coincided with a time in his career where he's 32. He's going to be 33 in October, which is crazy to think about.
Makes me sad.
Me too. It's devastating.
He got here when he was 26.
That's what I'm saying. When I say it, it's devastating to think about. Like, it's like it physically hurts. It feels like I'm punching myself in the gut when I talk about it. But so I think that part of it, too, is that Bryce is getting that point in his career where, like, he knows that, to your point about the 25, 35 homer, whatever it is, like, he knows he is not the same physical player that he was a few years ago, even, like, in a couple years ago. Like, he can feel that. He can see the results of what he's doing, A. B, he's getting deeper into a career where he's still yet to win a World Series, and we've talked so many times about this guy and his, how much he cares about the history of the game, how much he cares about his legacy, his career, his standing in the history of the game and all that stuff. So it's like, I think that it's when you combine the Eagles thing where he sees that and he wants that with the fact that, like, he just knows that he's getting towards a certain age where, A, he has to get it done. B, he might not get it done as the best player on the team if he keeps waiting longer. Mm-hmm. If he does, like, there's all these, like, factors and things that play a role in this where I think, like, that moment probably hit him incredibly hard. Incredibly hard.
And it's one of those things where maybe, like, Superman doesn't have his cape anymore.
Totally. That's my point. That's what I was trying to say, where it's not just, like, not just that he might not win one, but that it could turn where it's, like, maybe Aiden Miller wins one, and you get your ring because Aiden Miller, you know what I mean, as an example, or whatever it is.
Hold on. Don't tell me with that.
See, I mean, you see what I did there?
Come on, man.
May 31st. We'll talk about that in a sec. I think that it's probably a lot going through Harper's mind right now in terms of his legacy, in terms of his career, all these things where it's like, yeah, he's not, like, going to be done in a year or two, but, like, there might only be a couple years left where he has a chance to win a World Series as the best player on the team, which is part of it for a guy like that, too.
Yeah, and I think, so, I think even if those guys come up and they're great,
it'll still be Harper's team. I know. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying
that.
It could
get to a point where it's he's just along for the. Nah.
That's not necessarily long line, but more long. Like, not one of the main reasons they want it. Like, in regardless, it's just, I think all this stuff is playing a role. He's 32,
hold on,
almost 33.
Man.
It's all part of it.
2027 Phils. We got a little bit older Bryce. Mm-hmm. We got Aiden. We got Eduardo Tait. We got Arun. Crawford, center field. Crawford, by the way. Last 12 games. Ooh. So this is the Crawford thing.
Okay.
Last 12 games, he's hitting .321 with a 4-something OPS.
That's good.
Right? Good. Right.
4-something OBP.
No. Yes.
4-something OPS.
No, actually, it might be 4-something OPS. I got to look at that. Can I look at it? Nah, it'd be low.
That'd be really low. If he's batting .321, it'd be really hard. Does he have a 100 slugging percentage?
No. Yeah. Oh, Donovan.
All right, what you're trying to say is there's no power. Is that the...
No, I'm trying to say something else. Hold on. Now I need to look it up.
It's always, a good pop when we're looking stuff up.
No, I know. Hold on. I got to get it right.
Oh, I know.
Now I got to get it right. No, so he's hitting, 331 within. All right, so I was looking at the slug real quick.
That makes way
more 331 sense. In his last 28 games with an 831 OPS.
Okay. Makes more sense.
That's the good, right? That's 28 games. Here's the bad. 31 strikeouts. Mm. It's a lot of strikeouts.
Mm. Well, especially for a non-power hitter.
Yeah. So I still am bullish on Crawford. I think he's going to be a good player, but the strikeout, I'm surprised, I guess. I think
he's high batting average on balls in play and all that
kind of
stuff. Yeah. No, he's fast, so he always should have a high BABIP.
Super fast. But I think people think he's, now obviously Stephen Kwan's a unicorn, but.
Yeah, one of a kind.
But, you know, the Kwan level.
They're hoping
of
for
bat
Kwan.
To ball.
Yeah, no.
And that's a lot of strikeouts. Yeah. But regardless, that's something that's down the road. We don't talk about prospects right now. But thinking about, dude, I'm just saying the Arun Escobar and Tait, you know, buzz in the big prospect circles. I mean, I think Baseball America said Tait's like they call him a special bat that doesn't come along very often.
Wow!
I mean, you want to talk about the best way to heal a 14-7 loss?
Buddy.
And Arun, dude, Arun, he hits
every
game.
Arun's rising. Arun's a riser.
He's going to be, so he'll be top 100 soon, and then I assume top 80. I mean, he's got some serious helium. His OPS is still over 1,000. He's hitting leadoff for the Threshers. He's like 340.
Get into it.
I'm pretty Arun up. It's prospect time.
By the way, May 31st.
May 31st.
Come hang out. Speaking of prospects, we're going to go watch our guy Aiden Miller.
Road to the show.
Who else are we going to watch?
Listen, the Reading Phils have about 8 wins this year. It's not been a hot start. We can watch. We can watch Robert Moore.
Robert Moore, yeah. The Robert Moore.
It's the old Royals general manager's kid.
Oh, Dayton Moore.
Yeah. Dayton.
Okay.
There's some interesting
Dayton Moore shot. It's not exactly.
You didn't want the Dayton.
Won
Moore.
A World Series that guy. That's
he
good.
Did. He absolutely did.
Coming out. We're going to Reading. We're going to watch the Phils play, the Reading Phils
play. Best place to watch a ball
game. It's such an awesome place to watch a ball game. Plus, we're all hanging out, family affair. We're bringing the kids, bringing the wives. We're going to hang out like we did last year in Wilmington. It's going to be awesome. Reading, you can find info for the tickets on Jack's Twitter. Go to Jack's Twitter. Is there any other place to find
it's him? On High Hopes. I think High Hopes Twitter. I'll probably put it out. I'll
put it out again too for the first time. You
know? Hendry Mendez is also an interesting.
Love Hendry.
Is an interesting fight. Keaton Anthony, my boy, but he's like 25, so he's a little bit older, but he's raking.
And in relation to Roman,
they did sign Seth Beer the other day, which is very exciting. Seth Beer was awesome 7 years ago.
Love it. Love it.
Big stuff.
Either way, coming out, it's going to be a blast. Fun night, May 31st, 6:45 game in Reading. It's going to be awesome. It's coming out. All right.
Yes.
Take back.
Yeah, I feel like we covered a lot. Oh.
Yeah, we did good. Considering I did not watch a ton of Phillies comparative to how I normally watch when we do this podcast.
I know. I mentioned this again last night, but in looking at, you know, sometimes you got to look a horse in the eyes and see if they got it. I was interested.
Real quick, is that a phrase?
When you bet on a horse, I think you
make that
up.
Just
look the horse in the eye.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
And see if they got it. Yeah.
I was thinking of the, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth is a phrase.
Yeah, I might have made it up, but I think people do that. But
I'm a big look a horse right in the eyes.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting and notable that Marsh played both ends of the doubleheader. And I wonder, because with the drop ball in center field, he made a couple plays that missed a couple plays also in center field, and then some bad strikeouts. He looks ripe for a nice little trip to Lehigh Valley.
You mean another trip?
Well, at least the last one was a quote unquote injury.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so, but he, because I think he looks pretty broken.
I think
it's tough.
I think he might just be
what he is.
What he is.
Might
like,
be
I think
what
Brandon
he is.
Marsh just might not be a major league starting player.
I might be a quad A guy.
Yeah.
I just.
Maybe he's a fourth or fifth outfielder. Like, I could see that. But, like, I just don't have faith in him as a baseball player, which is a tough spot.
Yeah, he's not a center fielder, which is annoying.
Well, he's not a center fielder. And there's just too many, like, he's not talented enough to not be as buttoned up. You know what I mean? Like there's too many stupid things that happen. There's too many bad defensive plays. Like if nothing else, he needs to be playing elite defense out there.
And in left field, he does.
In left field, he does. In left field, he does. But I just don't think, honestly, I don't know if there's any situation in Major League Baseball where any level of defense in left field is worth that bat in left field.
No.
In center, maybe you could argue that, but in left field, like, I just can't imagine that the defense is worth more than how bad his bat is.
Yeah, and he just looks like he's going through it. He looks like he's going through it.
Like him. We all like him. I think he seems like a really likable guy. He's fun. He's, like, you know, stay loose and sexy, the whole thing. Like, I like Brandon Marsh, but I am pretty down on him as a fill in the future.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Kepler's really cooled off. I mean, there's gonna have to be something with, like, left field, like, getting a right-handed
bat. They
need
a right-handed bat, period. Like, what?
Weston Wilson?
Are they only allowed to have left-handed hitters on this team? It just makes no sense to me. It's crazy. Yeah,
he really can't hit left.
I really like Wes Wilson, too, just as a general, like, as a bench piece. But, like...
Well, like an
this
upgrade.
Team feels like they are a bat and an arm away. Like, it feels like they're winning games. They are a good baseball team. They are a playoff team. And we know we do this every year. Like, you can get hot in the playoffs and win. Mm-hmm. Like, you can. Like, that's baseball now. But if I had to look at this team now and say, all right, World Series, like, it feels like they're a right-handed bat away, and it feels like they're one more bullpen arm away. Like, I feel like that's what this team – and look, maybe one time we can get a trade deadline where Dave Dombrowski does something – positive for this team, but like it, what I like, they could win it as they are. Things could play out. We know baseball, but it feels like they're a right-handed bat and a reliever.
You don't think that Daniel Robert could be the reliever?
Mm-hmm.
Came in last night for an mop-up duty. Carlos Hernandez.
I was sleeping. So
probably should
look?
Not be on the team anymore.
Take
shots.
Hey, you know what? There was one pod out there, one guy on one pod shouting from the rooftops, "Don't give up on Jordan Romano."
Bang.
Who was it? My guy Jack Fritz just wouldn't stop it.
Coming back.
You were taking such heat, too.
Yeah.
You had like a 13 ER. You, like, got to tell you, kind of in on Romano. And people like, you crazy.
Idiot. Laughed. Mocked in the streets.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Jordan Romano looked pretty damn good.
He's had a couple.
He's looked damn good. Like, yesterday looked awesome.
Sunday night, same thing.
Yeah.
Frighteningly easy innings.
Ball
from Jordan
dropping
Romano.
Off the table. You love to see it.
Yep. Speaking of a possible bullpen arm, just saying, David Bednar might be back.
Ooh.
He might be back. He struck out like 18.
Dude,
in his
I would
last...
take a shot on Bednar in a second.
18.
I just don't know. Like, why would they get rid of him?
Well, because they stink.
I know they stink, but like, oh, they get rid of him later. I'm talking about right now.
Not right now. Yeah, this is deadline.
Oh, I would take a shot on Benner in a second. Guy's got stuff.
And he's got 1 year left, so he's not like he's getting closer to free agency.
I love this.
You know they're not going to want to sign
him. I'm so in on that.
Come on, Benner. And we'll see him this weekend, maybe. Well, hopefully not, because that means it's not going well.
Yeah.
But he struck out 18 in his last 11 innings, and his like ERA, I think, is like
that'll 2. Play, buddy.
2.3.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, before we move on, just because you mentioned this weekend and them facing Pittsburgh. Did you know that the Pirates were the Phillies' rival for rivalry weekend?
Yeah. You don't feel that? You don't feel the
deep
the
Pennsylvania
blood hatred for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Totally, yeah. So many memories of big Pirates-Phillies games just right in my head.
Well,
so.
I think about last year when they came out of the All-Star break and lost, what, 2 or 3 out there?
It was
awful.
Yeah, I know.
It was awful. Alvarado blew the game on that Friday night. I was watching on the plane to Canada.
Oh, yeah.
But Skeens on Sunday, which I'm looking forward
That'll
to.
That'll be super cool.
Yeah. Jeff Bass and I are throwing out they should trade Skeens now.
Did he really throw that out there?
He's on McAfee. He's like, you might as well. I mean,
you're not going to pay money. What an embarrassment. Bob Nutting should just.
Yeah, he's awful.
What an embarrassment. Tragedy.
Would you extend Real Muto right now? Not at his current price. Would you extend him right now if it meant Schwarber signed right now? Or would you?
I was wondering what the other side of this is going to be, because you know how strongly I feel about not re-signing JT Realmuto. So I will say that, because, you know, you've been doing the re-sign Schwarber, and I'm like, let's see how play that. I'm fully like, just sign him. I don't care if he get, like, just sign the guy. Like, you know what? Sports are supposed to be fun. Kyle Schwarber is one of the most fun Phillies in my lifetime. Like, I just love watching him. I love watching him. Mm-hmm. I love it. So screw it. Just sign him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Man, I don't know. It's a really hard one there. How many years?
2 years.
What, 2 years?
2 years, $25 million, JT.
I mean, 2 years, $25 million is not a bad price.
And they don't really have anyone else.
Yeah,
and
if
they're worried about, like, they don't want to resign Schwarber because it might affect JT.
Sure.
He also wants a contract.
Sure, I'd do it. I would do that. Can I get Schwarber 3 years instead
Schwarber
of four?
Might get 4 years, 100. He's going to get a bigger contract than the one that he originally signed.
It's unbelievable.
4 years, 110 feels like where we're at with Schwarber, mm-hmm. which is crazy. And I am, final thing, very sad that Schwarber on base streak ended.
I know.
All I wanted
was a stop
in play and him at first base when he broke Schmidt's record and a tip to the cap.
He got pretty close. Was it 56? 40,
well, yeah, 56 Schmidt, 47 is what Schwarber was.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
Are you in on the two seasons?
Well, I hate to give Elliot Shore Parks any credit on this podcast for a text about baseball, But I totally agree with Elliot when he texted that it just, it takes away the over. I hate it with the Jimmy thing too. It was the hitting streak, right? Mm-hmm. That was, I think it was at 34 or whatever, and then he got a couple, and it just doesn't, it's not the same thing. Like, imagine if someone was challenging DiMaggio's hitting streak and it went over 2 years. Like, how dumb would that be? We'd be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But you'd eventually get caught up in it.
Well, of course, I would love the pageantry of the whole thing, but like, come on, you know that's dumb. Like, it doesn't feel, it's not the same thing. Like,
I know.
I think all hitting streaks have to start over at the end of a year.
Okay.
That would be my, all on base, like, these should just be season-long things.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
That's how I feel about it.
Don't care enough either way.
This is definitely something you don't care about.
No.
Nearly as much as I do.
I just like streaks.
I do too. I'm a streaksman. I'm with you on that. Like, big streaksman.
I had the idea of Schwarber. I needed them to stop the game. I needed them.
Like they famously did for Gene Segura's 200 double.
Yes. I needed Schmidt out there holding his hand up. I needed him to take the base like Ricky Henderson for the on-base streak.
Oh, man.
I love the on-base streak. It's going to be the modern one that, like, the hit streak's probably not getting broken. Although I do think.
Oh, probably? You think so?
I still contend.
Dude.
Of all the unbreakable streaks, that's the one I think could get broken.
It's not. No, of course it couldn't. What are you talking about? Think about it this way.
All I'm talking about is of the streaks that people view as impossible to break, like,
will
never happen. I think that's the one
that. Like, no one's getting 511 wins again. Like, the Cy Young stuff is like, no. Like, no one's pitching 511 games total, I don't think, ever again. You know, like. But I do think that to the hitting streak thing, like, think about it this way, like, 44, no one's had 40 in 50 years, man. 50 years, no one's even gotten to 439 was Molitor. Like, they're not even in the hemisphere of 56.
Just trust me.
I know.
Just trust me. Someone's going to get close. Someone's going to get close.
I can't wait.
But the on-base streak with Teddy Ballgame is going to be the new one. 84 straight games getting on base.
Love it.
That's such a long time.
It's over half a season straight. Speaking of the 44-game hit streak, we should mention the Rose thing. Any thoughts on Rose and Shoeless Joe getting reinstated and all
Shoeless
that?
Joe, by the way. So I never saw Eight Men Out.
Really?
No.
It's a good movie.
So I was like, because I said something about he threw the World Series. And then someone was like, you should just look at his stats.
Yeah, he had like 378 in the World Series.
Well, if you take out game one, he hit 420
something. Yeah, I think it's pretty, like, it's, and like, again, I'm not an expert on this, but the reading I've done, and I feel pretty confident that Joe Jackson wouldn't rat out his teammates, and that's why he was a bribe. I feel pretty confident Joe Jackson himself did not throw the World Series.
That's
my opinion on
it.
I think Joe Jackson should have been a long time ago.
I would not have reinstated Pete.
Me either. What are we doing here?
I wouldn't have done it. And, like, this now, if
not doing it after he died, then it just gives all these people that's like, well, that now you look horrible doing it. It's like, why? Why would you do it at this point? Like,
yeah, I would not have done it. And we'll see if this changes anything for Bonds, Clemens, A-Rod.
So that, I hope it does. I hope Bonds and Clemens should be in. And look, I don't want Pete Rose celebrated in any way, shape, or form. But if they say that Pete Rose, the player, gets put in the Hall of Fame, like, okay. Like, he's a Hall of Famer as a player. Like, put on his plaque what happened. Say that he was banned from the game for gambling on it. Like, just tell the story. Like, I'm not going to freak out. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, I just don't need all this.
So, I wouldn't have done it. And I'm curious to see if this, because I.
Changes the landscape.
I don't know how you can, if we're going to do the whole, you can't tell the history of baseball without Pete Rose. Okay.
You certainly can't do it without Bonds, Clemens, and A-Rod. It's nonsense.
Bonds, Clemens, A-Rod, Manny.
Yeah, it's
like,
nonsense. It's stupid.
So, you know, I wouldn't have done it, and I just wonder if this changed anything for those guys.
It's going to be fascinating. All right. Pirates, big one.
Sweep.
Rivalry series.
I know, big one. Eagles, Cowboys, or Pirates, Phillies? What's the number one rivalry
Pirates
in the city?
Pirates suck, buddy. How about that?
Well,
Pittsburgh sucks. We go
They beat the Mets 4-0.
Oh, yesterday. How about that?
It's good to see.
They won a game.
They did win a game. They did win a game. But I can't. Man, I might have to sneak down and see Skeens on Sunday.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, come on. My mom may take a walk.
Yeah. Should.
A little day trip.
Generational pitcher.
I know.
Future Philly.
That could be you one day. Walker.
Yeah, there you go. We're your brother Sutton. One of the
Where's Sutton? I got to monitor the Sutton situation. He's hard to tell right now. He's only 4 months.
Lefty, maybe.
Well, see, I think Walker's a lefty. I don't know how to teach a lefty.
Lefties. You don't have to teach a lefty. Just say, go do it because you're God-given gifts.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Lefties.
Yeah.
Ruling the world. All right. We did go to a left-handed store at Fisherman's Wharf.
A what?
A store for lefties.
A left-handed store?
It's always lefty. Yeah, they had like a, it's like the Simpsons, you know, the net.
Is that like the, so the old prank in baseball, like when they, with the freshmen, you know, the young kids. So like when I was a freshman at Bloomsburg, obviously you're very nervous the first couple of practices. And they all thought it was so funny. All the seniors, they'd be like, can you guys go get the box of or the left-handed curveballs out of the and then they'd be freaking out on the field like, where are they at? You gotta find it. So
I love that.
It's a nice little scar.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Or no, it was the box of curveballs.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really funny.
Or the left-handed pitching machine. I don't know. There's something,
yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not right. It's not right.
Not right. They really mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back after the Pirate Series Sunday Monday, I'm sure. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.